Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. Good evening, sir. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're just conducting a very short public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, sir? Not even 5 minutes of your time, sir. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I'm very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to the fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. Now, the question is, how concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not too concerned or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Thank you, sir. Moving on. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Now, will you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 2 years by climate change in Maryland? Do you agree or disagree with that?
I would agree.
Agree strongly or somewhat agree?
Agree strongly.
Strongly, okay. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Now, will you support or oppose this bill, sir?
I don't know. I'd have to. It's still more to go with this. You know,
understood.
It's a trade-off. There's a trade-off. I would support it. It just depends what's in it, because you know that's a loaded question. There's too many variables.
I know it's so hidden things in there, but for the sake of the research, how should I record your answers? Somewhat support or strongly support, or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you. Moving on. And recent analysis found that the equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Now, Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Now, will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard, sir?
I would support it. I mean,
strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support that.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, sir, please indicate whether you will support or oppose this proposal, okay? The first proposal is installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Will you support that proposal or oppose that?
I would support that.
A strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support it.
A strongly support. Provided immediate relief after a natural disaster. Will you support or oppose this?
I would support that.
A strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. And how about the proposal on protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise? Will you support strongly, somewhat opposed, or
somewhat support.
Support, okay. Now, building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Will you support or oppose this?
I would support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Increasing access to public transportation in Maryland. Will you support that proposal or oppose that?
I'm neutral on that, but I would say I would support it somewhat.
Opposed or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, okay. And now, improving electrical grid reliability. Will you support that proposal?
Yes, strongly support that.
Thank you, sir. Now, expanding quality healthcare in Maryland. Will you support that proposal or oppose that?
Strongly support that.
For that proposal. Okay. How convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? I'm going to read the statement, and you can tell me if that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. Okay. Here's the first statement. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management great reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Now, is that statement very convincing? Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to you?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. The communities who have contributed to the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worse by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is necessary, instead to reduce inequities caused by the climate change. Now, how convincing is that statement to you, sir? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all convincing?
Very.
Very convincing. And big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it's only fair that the same companies helped pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Now, how convincing is that statement to you, sir? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Very.
Very convincing. Thank you, sir. I do appreciate your time. Okay, we're almost done here. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance your opinion on that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
No impact? Okay. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build a solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion on that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
No impact.
No impact? Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion about the lawmaker, diminish, or no impact?
Diminish.
Diminish, okay. Thank you, sir. Now, will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if the costs are passed on to consumers? Will you support that or oppose that?
I would support it.
Strongly or somewhat support?
Somewhat support it.
Somewhat support. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, if the 2024 election were held today, from who would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Biden.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving on. The last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only, and it will assist us greatly in analyzing your response. And which of the following age group do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
50 to 64.
Thank you, sir. Now, to which body are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democratic.
Okay. And what is your race?
I'm multi-race.
Okay. So just for the sake of research, white African-American, white Caucasian, African-American, or other? How should I record you?
Other.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Very kind of you, sir. Thank you for completing the survey. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.